I think I'm going to go from the press box. Like, it's really hard here to get to the field. And then I want to get back to my... Let me see if I... I'm just going to walk around here, see if I can find a quiet spot. Restricted area. Author... Nope, not going to go in there. So I've been standing for an hour and a half. I've been pacing for an hour and a half. Last week I was crouched down watching a field goal through the railing so I could block out parts of my vision because I just can't watch all of it. The Indiana game, I was just devastated. Today, I'm just inside screaming, put them away, put them away. Western Michigan first half, really frustrated. Like, wringing my hands, pacing around, what are we doing? And we're 5-1. Duke first half. Like, are they going to get 600 yards? Duke first half. And then it hit me as we're winning this game by 16. You know what it hit me? It hit me when I walked to these windows I'm at right now. And I saw the Purdue fans, like, bailing when we went up 40-19 or whatever it was. 40-21. Up 19. Yeah, 40-21. And I came out, I took a little video from the press box in the back, out the back of all the Purdue fans leaving. And then I went and I paced for an hour. Like, oh my God, what if, I mean, it's only 13. It's only 13. What if they score? They score here. 13 is the worst score in football. 13 in the fourth quarter is the worst lead in football. 2 touchdowns, it's over. I saw what happened last year. You know, my brain is just telling me. It's like recanting the last 30 years. And on the field, it's just, no, we'll just be really calm about this. Luke's got this. You know, fans are tweeting me like, why aren't we throwing it? Luke is amazing. What? No, this is how you squeeze somebody out. This was keep it in front of you. You know, look at that last Purdue drive. You know, remember the whole, you've heard somebody say, like, prevent defense only prevents you from winning. Well, that was prevent defense on the last two, maybe three Purdue drives, and they got no points. We basically said, you guys can't do anything but dink and dunk. And in a dink and dunk game, here's how we can win it. Explosive plays will win this game for us. Very calmly beat, you know, favored by, what, 8.5, 9.5 in Vegas, and win by 16. David Alano, 15 of those 16 points. Many from 40. We're 5-1. See, this is the thing. Like, after the Indiana game, how many people reached out to me saying, and I'm not saying they were wrong, like, oh God, now I'm just praying for 7-5. It feels like a 6-6 season. I've seen this before. God, what happens if we go 5-7 again? We have 5 wins. October 4th, 5 wins, number one coming into town. You know, I bet if you went through what? Iowa scores. Wisconsin scores under Alvarez. They would have early October struggles on the road against a team that's going to go 4-8. And then they always win 8, 9, 10 games. How many Iowa teams have we seen? You know, hell, Iowa teams would, like, lose to Northern Iowa and then win 9 games. Like... I just think I'm working through 30 years of trauma, and the staff is not. You know, yes, my mentions are full of, like, this defense just isn't there, and this, but I get it, and we can talk about that, and we'll discuss it, and no, the defense doesn't look like last year, and it's a concern for the rest of the season, but, like, it just kind of hit me. We're 5-1. We have the cannon back. look, what did I write last night, right? Just get up 17, stiff arm, hold them off. That's the game I want to see. I had it, what, 35-17, something like that. Just get up 17 early and just hold them off. That's the kind of game I want to see. I saw that game, and what am I doing? I'm pacing the whole time. I'm convinced they're going to score. They had nothing but dink and dunk, and then one big run and one big pass on a – we blitz the corner, the play that they're throwing deep to a receiver, and they get a 60-yard touchdown because we blitzed that exact corner. And that's it. They had no cards to play for our comeback in the fourth quarter because we, you know, we saw what they try when they're trying 20 yards in, like tight windows, and you know, we just did the stuff to win ball games like Iowa has done and like Wisconsin has done. So I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm kind of berating myself a little bit for my pacing. I need to work on confidence. We won this game by 16, favored by 8.5. We didn't make any mistakes. We play, like, people are hitting me up, like, why aren't we, let Luke throw? Because, again, we are risk averse. That's why. The entire thing is a risk averse operation. The whole thing is all that could get Purdue a chance here is a dumb pick six like Kansas throwing to Xavier Scott last year. So we're going to do the smart thing. We're going to be risk averse. And we're going to handily win the game. I'm such a, I don't know, like the worry of Friday night, I'm like, hold them off, stiff arm. What did I have? 35. What did I have it? 35-17. And what was the final? I don't want to do the math right. Did I have it 35-17? Did I have 35-14? I don't remember. Doesn't matter. I saw the game I wanted to see. Another game I wanted to see. And yet I'm pacing around and worried and panicked. And it's just crazy, right? We're 5-1. I begged for seasons like this, and yet I'm just in a panic. Begged for seasons like this. So, that's on me. I'll work on my stomach. I'll work on my... fortitude. It's just crazy. We are 5-1 with number one coming to town, and we'll be like ranked 19th. We took care of business on the road. We just beat USC. We blew out Duke on the road. And I'm a ninny because I'm pacing around and sweating and like, I'm worried. And we had it in the bag the whole time. We know what they couldn't do. We just gave up the underneath stuff because without big plays, they just weren't going to come back. And the only way they could come back is if we gave them something, and we vowed to give them nothing. And they gave us something on a fumble, and they gave us something on a punt, a muffed punt, or a fumble. I guess that would, I think he maybe caught it and then started to run and fumble. But yeah, that's how it works. Plus doing turnovers. Take advantage of both of them. Yeah, are there concerns? Of course. We're 5-1. Find a way. Let's have a week, people. Go Lionel.